Watch, Israeli TV show mocks BBC reporting of Gaza hospital blast. By Simon Kent on October 27, 2023. Israeli comedians have turned on the BBC's reporting of the Al Ahli hospital bombing in Gaza, ruthlessly taking the national broadcaster to task for its rushed coverage and implied blame on Israel for the incident. The Hamas terror organization pointed to an alleged Israeli airstrike for the deadly attack, and the BBC repeated the lie, while the Israeli military said Al Ahli Hospital was instead hit by a fallen rocket misfired by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. In the satirical show, a fake BBC news reader said, "Good evening from London, here are some news from the war in Gaza," before launching into a scathing takedown of BBC reportage. The attack on the BBC's coverage comes after it was challenged for its coverage of the blast, and Israel warned the broadcaster it could be stopped from reporting in the country for refusing to call Hamas terrorists. The BBC eventually admitted it was wrong to speculate a terrorist rocket that hit Gaza hospital car park was an Israeli airstrike. Sloppy reporting that rushed to blame Israel for the blast was also challenged by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, warned outlets like the BBC not take the word of Hamas terrorists as gospel. "We don't treat what comes out of the Kremlin as the gospel truth. We should not do the same with Hamas," Sunak said during Prime Minister's questions, as Breitbart News reported. Related, media repeat Hamas propaganda on hospital blast. Israel shows evidence terrorist rocket. A senior Israeli official has since warned the government could take action if the BBC continued crossing the line in accordance with our laws. That caution follows Israel's President Isaac Herzog citing BBC policy of referring to murderous Hamas terrorists as militants as atrocious. Over 1,000 protesters gathered outside the broadcaster's London headquarters earlier this month to echo that condemnation of the BBC, as Breitbart News reported. The protest, organized by the National Jewish Assembly, NJA, was described by its chairman Gary Mond as being a fantastic demonstration of support for Israel, amidst a very different crowd to those seen at anti-Israel vigils in Whitehall. Hamas has been proscribed a terrorist organization by both the US and UK since 2021. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.